You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Are you having a good time tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Are you being informed? I can tell you that I am. What a great guest we had for you last hour with Charles Bosman appearing live from Russia. Again, that website is russia-insider.com. Earlier in the program this evening, we went to South Africa with Simon Roche. This is TPC's March Around the World. Now, if you'll recall, back on Valentine's Day, we had a wonderful show, novelty show, but an important show nonetheless, during which we featured a collection of ladies. It was Ladies' Night on TPC, and we talked about the benefits of pairing up and raising healthy families and how you can do that and the benefits of traditional living and so on and so forth. Always a fun show, that Valentine's Day installment of ours. Well, one of the guests that I had very much intended and certainly was highly prized, that would have been a highly prized participant on that program, was Liv Haida. And I had sent Liv an email asking if she could have availability to appear on that broadcast back in February. And she wrote me back and said, yes, and gave me the phone number and the contact information. We were all set to go, except for one thing. I didn't see it until after the fact. It went to spam somehow, some way. I don't know. It was in spam, and I just thought she didn't respond, but she did. And once we got that ironed out, I said, you know what, sorry we couldn't make it work this time, miscommunication and all, but I would love to get you back in our march around the world. So that is what we're doing right now. We're back in Germany, where this whole thing began back the first week of March, in Germany now with Liv Haida. And without further ado, since 2017, Liv has been developing the dating website WaitDate.net. We'll tell you about some of her other projects a little later on this hour. But as a German farmer's daughter, Liv has been red-pilled by her life in multiracial Paris, France. Her goal is to help spread awareness about the necessity of global white unity. During these modern end times, the global white nation must build pro-white parallel societies. You hear that mentioned here on this program from time to time, to regain the independence and strength that we need to fight for our survival. She is playing her part in that very important effort there at WaitDate.net. Liv, it is great to have you back on the program. How are you?
Hello, James. Thank you for having me again on your show. I'm doing great.
Wonderful, wonderful. I apologize again for that miscommunication back in February, but it's great to have you on now. Equally important message, an evergreen message, and having you on March Around the World is certainly quite fitting. So, you have appeared once on this program in the past, and I'm sure we'll cover some of the same ground that we did back then, but it is important to do so, particularly when we want people to know exactly what you're doing and how they can be involved, because there is not much out there that's more important than finding a suitable mate with whom you will raise a family and continue our bloodlines. So enter WaitDate.net. Go back to the founding of it, the reason, your vision, and the purpose for WaitDate.net.
Yeah, initially I was completely blind. I was a normal modern woman. I was married to a half Jew in Paris, and I led a quite luxurious lifestyle because I was lucky to have a wealthy husband. So I discovered the problem about white genocide by researching about health problems, and all of a sudden I realized that my people are dying out, and I do not agree with this fact, so I needed to do something. I, as a webmaster working with a web project manager working with Indians for more than a decade, I said to myself, I can do it. I can create a website bringing men and women together who intend to build white families and to have white children again. Obviously, my marriage fell to pieces, and I'm one of these white women who have made mistakes. And I also say to everybody who is now in the movement, this is a movement of redemption. We have all made mistakes. So we need to collect the pieces and to work with what we've got. And if there are men and women around who have been in not ideal relationships, now is the time to correct all this, find a white partner and have white children and teach them a pro-white identity, as a self-confidence, something that they are certainly not getting taught at the mainstream institutions. So, this is another perspective of how I started, how I became red-pilled, and it is, let's say, a very adventurous journey. We have been blocked everywhere. I mentioned that last time already. We have been blocked for advertisement on Facebook, Twitter, Reddit. Well, we are banned from YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Coinbase. So the main institutions are well aware that pro-white activities need to be undermined. They need to be blocked somehow. Whereas all the other races are allowed to date and mate as they please. And this obviously made me even more determined to continue white date and to also develop other projects that would help us create a more in-group preference, which in my opinion is the necessity of du jour. And let's say we absolutely need to work with our people, to date our people, to create our pro-white communities, and to separate us from this system that is very harmful to our well-being.
Liv, again, folks, whitedate.net. If you're listening and you have not yet found your life partner, your husband, your wife, give it a shot. Give it a shot. Whitedate.net, just as it sounds. Liv Haida is its proprietor, its founder, its creator. She's with us tonight live from Germany. And Liv, there was one thing you mentioned a moment ago that I don't remember hearing the first time, and it makes your work and your story all the more incredible to me, that you were living a life of, as you put it, a little bit of luxury. You were very well off. You were very secure and had financial resources. The amount of people who have that comfort and who still take a risk, as you have done, to engage in something proactive on behalf of our race and our people are very, very few. And I know I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Was that a struggle for you to come to this decision, knowing that you were walking away from a life of comfort to engage and participate in something that would cause you certainly discomfort?
Yeah, actually, I must be crazy, because I really had a very comfortable lifestyle in Paris. And the number of vacations I had in five-star hotels, I cannot count. I had a very successful and also very caring husband. His
hold on right
was,
there. Liv, I hate to interrupt. We have to take a quick break, but we'll pick back up. We'll repose that question to Liv Haida of whitedate.net when we come back.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking, because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it, because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
my brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her. And she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is like really windy, and she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour and hit into the road barriers. Her door flung open. She ran out across the street to get away from it, and the other three boys were trapped in it, and the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. I don't care what you have to do, just get up here to the hospital. You know, I parked my car and I went inside. And they took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jay had been killed. And I lost it. The other people, because they're like, well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, you know? So I don't want anything to do with it, because it took my brother away from me.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
We are back in Germany for the second time this month, this time with Liv Heide, the founder of a very unique dating site where men and women worldwide find traditionally minded partners. This site has discussion forums for couples as well as singles. Joining us from Germany, Liv Heide, the founder of WhiteDate.net. Liv, right before that last break, we were asking you about the decision to leave a life of comfort for something that was very much promising to be a rocky road with a lot of hazards. You did that. That's not an easy decision for anyone to make. Most men can't make that decision. How did you do it?
Yeah, it is a very strange development indeed. I was married to a half Jew. His father was a Nordic Jew with blue eyes, or he still is, and his mother an Austrian Germanic woman. He was very European and a French man. I thought we were on the same page. We had so many things in common in classical music and just a general lifestyle. He offered me a wonderful life because I was an infertile woman. I could not have children. He already had children. Just learning about our people and rediscovering that I am actually part of a race, and this race is about to die, really changed the whole relationship. I could not continue being his wife. I could not. I don't want to go into details, of course. We separated as adults, and it was a very friendly separation, as friendly as it can be. But it also opened my eyes to the Jewish question, because even the small percentage of Ashkenazi genes he had made him loyal to the other side, another tribe. And loyalty, I had to find out, is cellular. It is really cellular. So race is at the very beginning of everything I had to learn. And this is why White Date became such a dear project to me. I knew I could technically make such a website. I was not aware it would backfire so violently. I mean, these big corporations that all did everything to make White Day disappear and not succeed, denying us advertisement or search engine positions on the ranking on Google. All this was, of course, I could not foresee, but it made me even more aware of the agenda that is global and that is being maintained and fostered by all these big corporations that are clearly anti-white, but at the same time, also I had to understand they are clearly pro-Jewish. So this antagonism became very clear to me, and it made me even more willing to do more things. And so I developed two other platforms, and I will talk about this maybe later.
Yes, absolutely. We are certainly going to make the time to do that. And I want to talk about the success of WhiteDate.net as well. Of course, you're talking about some of the challenges. And we have experienced these challenges. You have experienced these challenges. It is certainly an injustice. It is a double standard, to say the least. I am reading now from a hit piece that has been written about your work. And I read it only to illustrate the hypocrisy that is in play here. Now, this isn't a new revelation that listeners of this program won't be certainly well familiar with, but this is just another example. So just a couple of sentences here, and then I'll ask you a question pertaining to what I'm about to read. White Date, this is a magazine article from The Nation. WhiteDate.net looks innocuous at first. A stock photo, glossy-lipped, a blonde, smiles into her boy, Bo's suited shoulder, lowering her lashes demurely. A slogan reads, "We know where we come from, where we belong, and we wish to share the feeling with like-minded partners." Beside a pink and purple heart, the words "for European singles" hint at White Date's purpose. This is where it gets interesting, ladies and gentlemen. To connect white supremacists seeking to preserve the future of the white race through love and procreative nookie. A white supremacist, because you choose to seek out a partner who has things in common with you and has a history that is similar to yours, language that is similar to yours, perhaps a faith and a culture that is similar to yours, that looks like you, who will produce children that look like your ancestors did. And that is a white supremacist notion. Liv, the question is, of course, I have to imagine, I'm sure of it, even though I haven't looked into it, that there are dating sites for every race under the sun, and none of them are declared to be supremacist in nature, except for yours. Would you like to touch on that?
Yes, this is one of these examples. And of course, this author is a Jewish woman, and she has written several articles. She has written a book that was promoted by the New York Times, so she's very well connected, and her article appears when you Google white dating. So instead of putting white date forward, you get these slur articles by Google. This should tell us what we need to know about Google. She also posted an image drinking a glass of milk to white genocide. And I wrote a blog post about it and posted it on White Date. Yeah, it is very obvious that white genocide can be applauded publicly and nobody cares. And just normal white people wanting to maintain their lineage and having children that look like them, are accused of being supremacists. Of course, this is their method of attacking us constantly, and we're getting a little bit tired of this because the double standard is so blatant, so ridiculous. So I'm just laughing about these articles. I take it as a compliment, and to be honest, I think most people who Google white dating and discover this kind of article, they also see this double standard, and they would feel even more encouraged to sign up. The people who sign up on White Date are courageous anyway. We are not attractive to cowards. We are attractive to men and women who get it, who understand our situation, and who are willing to counter, to act against this public, this mainstream narrative and just do what we need to do, to be proud of ourselves and to make children, to continue our lineages and to create our own future.
Liv, it is natural and healthy for people to seek out like-minded partners, and there's nothing wrong with that at all, quite the opposite. And of course, we would encourage and hope that people, no matter who they are or what race they belong to, would do the exact same things, and we applaud them for seeking out like-minded partners. But we're not going to be cowed into believing that when we do that, that it is somehow an evil. It's not. And the work you're doing is very good, and it's very noble. And I want to continue this conversation. I think we had talked about perhaps having a 30-minute chat. If you could stay with me for the remainder of the hour, I think your message and your testimony and your story is powerful. I certainly want to make time to talk about a couple of your other endeavors. But so far, we have been talking about some of the challenges that you have faced, challenges in your personal life and challenges in your professional life in terms of deplatforming and in terms of being attacked by the globalist media. And that's important to mention. I think people should know that you have been challenged, but still you persist and still you endure at whitedate.net. So what I want to do when we come back after this next break is I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the successes that your initiative has produced and how people can be a part of it, how they can join the site and begin their search as well. And then we'll wrap up the hour, if you have the time, and talking about some of your other initiatives as well. We'll be right back with Liv Haida.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic lawmakers are still blocking the American public from finding out exactly where and how COVID-19 was originated. Republican senators such as Dr. Rand Paul from Kentucky and Susan Collins from Maine want to know more.
I believe the administration has not been forthcoming with what it has found out in connection with the lab in China. The most likely explanation is an accidental release from this lab, and I think the American people deserve to know that.
Another American has died in Ukraine as a U.S. man was killed while he was waiting in a bread line for food in the northern city of Chernihiv. Jim Hill of Idaho, who had been living in the capital city, Kyiv, went 2 hours north to Chernihiv to seek medical care for his partner who has multiple sclerosis. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with, did a really good job, and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing people. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they will do it for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, told reporters that she advised the Biden administration to ask Congress for more than double what it originally asked for in COVID emergency 19 relief, close to $45 billion. President Joe Biden initially asked Congress for $22 billion in new funding. That number decreased to $15.6 billion due to Republican opposition. Pelosi said, I think they should double what they asked for because even when they were asking for 20-some billion, it was only going to get us to June. President Vladimir Zelensky and his fellow Ukrainians have now been nominated to receive this year's Nobel Peace Prize. A total of 36 current and former European politicians sent a letter to the Norwegian Nobel Committee and asked that that the deadline for the prize be extended so Zelensky can be considered. The group said extending and thereby reopening the nomination procedure for the Nobel Peace Prize until March 31st. Please allow Nobel Peace Prize nominations for President Zelensky and the people of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, we missed the opportunity to feature her during our Valentine's Day installment, but so happy now to have the chance to talk to Liv Heide from Germany during this, our March Around the World. Liv, focusing on some of the challenges, personal and professional, that you face. Let's talk about the successes of whitedate.net. I know people have found each other there. There are families that exist today that wouldn't have existed without your efforts. Talk a little bit more about that and some of the encouragingly good news that your work has produced, and of course how people can join the site and what they may find once they're there.
Sure. We have right now 7,457 members, of which only 756 members are women, but I have to say that the discrepancy between men and women has decreased. It used to be a few months ago 1 to 12, one woman for 12 men. Now it is 1 to 10. I always said men would pave the way and women would follow. I think the dissident attitude is now getting fashionable. And also I see that more and more women are catching up on this thread idea that being a work slave is actually just exploitation, and being a traditional wife reporting to only her husband who loves her is becoming more attractive now, especially in a world that is getting more and more obviously anti-white and also dangerous for women. So I think we are on, this is the market of the future, the pro-white activity and pro-white websites will become more mainstream, and we, the first ones who spoke out were quite courageous. I also had people, obviously, who supported White Date. I would like to mention Jared Taylor, who was the first one to reply to my email in 2017. He immediately put a banner on American Renaissance, and I'm very grateful for this. I think without this banner, we would not exist today. So there are people who helped, there are people who donated, there are people who encouraged me, and of course there are also couples who say, we have found each other, and we've had, our first child is on the way, and we got married, and thank you so much. Sadly, I do not know how many people exactly have found each other, because they do not always write in a thank you message, but I think there were dozens by now who found each other and also got married and have had children. So it's good news. That is
more than good news. That's wonderful news and uplifting news in a time during which our people certainly need encouragement, and to be able to say, hey, this is something somebody's doing that is making a difference, a literal life and death difference. And of course, to find a like-minded partner, you have to be equally yoked. The benefits of being equally yoked in mind, body, and spirit are so essential for a nuclear family. And so you give people who are searching for that an opportunity to find it. So let's just say there's somebody listening to the program tonight. They're listening to your interview, and they want to, they haven't settled down yet. They want to find a partner. How can they join? What happens once they go to the site and apply and become a part of this community? How does the whole process work? And then once there, how do they go about navigating the website there at whitedate.net?
Yeah, we are selective. We have to be selective and exclusive. Otherwise, this whole thing would not make sense at all. So in the beginning, we have been spammed terribly. So we needed to implement security and filtering measures. And whoever applies now, and we have to say apply, needs to write a short about me text. And I personally decide if I let in, or don't let in, a new member. The search is free. Also, the usage of groups and forums to build local communities is free to use. However, when a member wants to write a personal message to another member, he needs to be a paid member. Only the initiator of a message needs to be a paid and paying member. The member who replies doesn't. So only one side needs to be paying. I want to make it easy for people to get together. I didn't want to impose too many paywalls, and of course women are very hesitant in the beginning to pay. So men can make the first step and women can reply, and it also respects a little bit the natural order of the sexes. That men are the initiators of a relationship and women are reactive in a way. So I like this to put forward this traditional role of men and women, because we want traditional relationships. You do not want spamming women hunting men, which happened in the beginning, and I really had to block all these prostitutes and whatever we had on the side. This is not happening anymore. I think they understand now that the filtering is too drastic and too draconic.
Well, that is interesting. It's interesting to learn how all of that works. I was born at the tail end of Generation X, I guess, and so I had already found my wife before the online dating became so prolific and prevalent. So, but I am at the website right now, and it looks pretty much straightforward. You just heard from Liv. This is how you get in. If you've never used online dating before, this should be a place you might want to consider starting. And if you have used online dating platforms before, then you know how it works, and this is no different than that in terms of its functionality. But it is so important to go into a relationship knowing that you and your spouse are on equal footing with regards to these most important issues. You do not want to engage in a relationship during which there is a fundamental disagreement on issues that are this important. And so if you go to whitedate.net, you know that a huge, huge concern that you would have in the dating world is already going to be alleviated. And that is that these are going to be almost certainly right-thinking people who are fighting for the survival of our people and want what's best for our people and to raise healthy, traditional, sturdy families. Liv, we got another couple of minutes. Let's some final words on whitedate.net, and then in our last segment together, we'll talk about some of the other things you're working on. I'm sure equally interesting, and I can't wait, in fact, to learn a little bit more about them myself. But whitedate.net, that's, again, what we're going to be having you on back on Valentine's Day to talk about, because Valentine's Day is, of course, the time for love and romance and all of that. I'm glad we were able to have you on tonight to talk about it. What have we left off that you'd like to share with the audience?
As you said, it is very important to be on the same page and to have to not argue about these basic fundamental things that we need to build a stable relationship. And I'm very grateful that you are, as a man, as a white man, a role model as a husband and as a father. So I'm always grateful when I speak to men like you who are actually building nuclear families and are incarnating the role models that we need, to emulate, as especially the younger. On White Date, we also have the possibility to choose a political orientation and also a stance on vaccination. I think it is very important nowadays that people know how other members think about vaccination, because it is such an important subject right now. Most of our members I see are not vaccinated, and they're all a dissident, like 100%. I mean, not only for white dating, but also for this medical issue. They have resisted a tremendous pressure from their environment, from the social environment. So I think this is interesting to know that it's a platform for free thinkers and also dissidents with a strong character, with a backbone, And these people have trouble nowadays finding others. But once we have found them, and we certainly also lost friends during this pandemic phase, we will be able to make new friends and new relationships thanks to these platforms that allow us to find other freethinkers. I think this is a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm.
That is interesting. That's interesting that you have that option to choose your status on that particular issue. And it really comes as no surprise that so many people, I guess you're saying certainly the majority, if not the overwhelming majority, are on the same page there as well. Because here again, this is an issue that I guess has been thrust upon us here over the course of the last couple of years. But yes, when it comes to the way the medical decisions you're going to make for a growing family, you certainly want both parents to be on that same page as well. So the fact that Liv has included that there at the site, I think very forward thinking by her. Well, we're going to take one more break. Last segment of the night. Back to Germany we go with Liv Heide. What a great interview. What a great guest. We'll be right back.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Last segment of the night. What a program this has been. From South Africa in the first hour to Russia we went in the second hour, and now wrapping things up in Germany with Liv Heide. We've been talking about whitedate.net for the well, the entirety of this hour anyway, but she's involved with a couple of other projects that we want to let you know about. And as a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, I don't mind telling you that I'm learning about this right now myself as well. So we'll learn about it together. Liv, what can you tell us about whitedeal.net as well as whitechild.net?
Yeah, White Deal is a provide freelancer platform where only white freelancers and providers can sign up and offer their services, online services or offline services. It is not very different from these big freelancer platforms. Just the only difference is that only white people offer their services. I know that whites generally have had a hard time finding good jobs, and sometimes also due to the COVID mandates, they lost their jobs. So many have to offer their skills now as an independent provider. So I want to help them get their skills and their competencies out there. I want to provide customers, which can be white and also non-white customers, to hire these white freelancers. After all, we are the people who built the castles and wrote the symphonies. We have extraordinary resources and talents to tap into. Our men are the explorers, the adventurers. They have invented almost everything as a prototype we use now on a daily basis. So especially our men in the technical fields are outstanding, and I'm not sure they know that. So, and someone has to tell them, especially women should tell them. I think this is another way of withdrawing from this system, from this anti-white system. I believe that we really need to practice radical in-group preference and sense of radix, the root, and to rediscover that we need to stick to our people eventually to survive and also to maintain or rebuild the prosperity and also the security of our societies. And as we live in a kind of diaspora on our autochthon territory that is now sadly managed and governed by anti-rights, we need to let's build parallel societies, and in a discreet way, I would say, not secret but discreet. We can also, I have to mention it, we can learn from the Jews who have been practicing in-group reference for thousands of years. And I think it is very interesting to see how they built their structures quite secretly, quite discreetly. And I would encourage our men and women to also use the White Date groups and forum section to build their local structures to impose their interests in a group. Maybe with offline structures, they can also find love and find also work. So White Date and White Deal, they work together in a way for finding love and finding work, and also to build local communities, provide communities.
I am at the website right now, and I am just really excited about this. So yes, I mean, you want to have a family, you got to support the family, right? You need people who are working. And so here at whitedeal.net, I learned more about it in the last 5 minutes than I'd ever heard in my life, but I'm glad that I'm learning along with the audience that this website exists. You, White Deal, hire Europid staff and employ white freelancers and companies and get European results, as it says on the website. Work with free spirits. I really like this, and you touched on this just a moment ago, Liv. Remember who built the European castles, who wrote the symphonies, who invented the bicycle, the train, the car, the plane, the light bulb, so on and so forth. It was the white man. Work with his descendants. So this is a place where people can come together and perform tasks for compensation, and it's a wonderful thing. It seems simple, but the fact that you put this together, how long has this been up and running, Liv?
Actually, White Deal is much more complex than White Date. I worked on it in Paris already in 2016, but for a different market. It was the expatriate market, and at the time I was not red-pilled at all. I was not aware of the white problem, of the genocidal problem. I had to rebrand this whole thing, but I used the structure. So it is a lot of work behind. And with my limited financial means, I managed by hiring Indian developers, I managed to put this together. And I'm actually quite proud of this because this was a lot of work.
Another thing it says, I'm reading here from the site right here, right now. Are you white, skilled, and community aware? Find a job. WhiteDeal.net. So we know about WhiteDate.net. WhiteDeal.net. WhiteDeal. WhiteDeal.net. So check it out. Browse around. Learn a little bit more about it. I think we could have gone a couple of segments or three just talking about that. But there's one more you've got, Liv. What is it?
Yeah, the latest website, we're just in the process of launching it. It is online and visible and live since the day before yesterday. It is whitechild.net, and it's not a construction place. It is, it's okay. We are still working on it. We can visit it, but we have to obviously still debug things. It is about sperm donation, egg donation, and adoption. From white donors and white parents to white recipients. It is, again, a market that exists for all races, and I just adapted it to our race, to the white race. Again, encouraging people to practicing in-group preference. When they are hit by infertility, which is very often the case now, even with younger people, I made my experiences with infertility, and I have a child, so I know what this whole thing can produce. I had to experience all this. You can become a mother even when you're infertile, and also a father when you're infertile. Also, with those who have taken this COVID vaccine, which is not a vaccine, but a DNA modifying substance, they might experience infertility afterwards, or they might get aware about the problem of having children that are not, maybe not 100% healthy. And when they want to upgrade their genes and make sure they have healthy children, they can still ask unvaccinated whites, men and women, to donate their eggs and their sperm. This is, not, of course, very vanguard thinking. I know this is the reproduction medicine exists. I know many people say, oh, this is against nature. I mean, a cesarean is against nature. And we have still adapted to this and take it as a normal thing nowadays. So I just invite the listeners to free think, to switch on their free thinking, and to understand that in our case, every white child counts. Every white child is a gain, and we need to exploit all possibilities we have, also medical and technical possibilities, to bring white children into this world, and also to help white children who are in dire situations, like white children in South Africa, for instance. They could live in a more prosperous and more safe world through adoption. They could live in America or in Europe in better conditions. So I just want to invite the listeners to be open and to not judge about these things, because I know it is an unconventional thinking, but I am unconventional. I have done things that most people don't do or don't even dare to do. I think this will also become commonplace and accepted in the very near future, because we will make it so. We will make it so. We will talk about it until it is completely normal. And as I said, every white child counts. This is the most important.
Ladies and gentlemen, three incredible websites, and really provocative and, as I said, forward-looking and innovative and inventive websites. WhiteDate.net, if you want to look for your mate, your future wife or husband, whitedeal.net. If you have a talent and are looking for work, or if you have a need and are looking for somebody to provide it or supply it, whitedeal.net. And then, of course, we were just talking the last few minutes about whitechild.net, the lady behind all of it, the very incredible and talented Liv Heide, who has been our guest for this, our third and final hour tonight from Germany. Liv, thank you so much for your work. Can't wait to have you back on to hear updates on each of these three endeavors. For our other guests this evening, Charles Balsman in Russia and Simon Roche in South Africa, I'm James Edwards. Our March Around the World will conclude next week. Don't forget, our first quarter fundraising drive needs your response. Talk to you next week, everybody. Good night and Godspeed.